And now, from spectacular Northwest Montana, the Valley Broadcast Network presents the Valley Broadcast News with your host, James White.
Okay, so I am indeed your host, James White. This is Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. And we're delighted to be joining you here on the 8th day of May, 2024. And we are, as always, coming to you live, at least for now anyway, coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana, here in northwest Montana, the great northwest Montana, here in the shadow of Glacier National Park. And we're delighted that you joined us here today on this broadcast. We're going to go over a couple of things here locally first and talk about a couple of events that are coming up. But first, I want to give a shout out to the great group I met with down in Polson. I took a drive down to Polson yesterday afternoon after the broadcast, about an hour drive south roughly. And I went down to Polson. I met with some fine folks down there. I won't say who, because I don't know if they want that information out right now, but everyone will know probably soon enough. And we're going to be doing some work together. And if you're listening, I appreciate you hosting me down there. And it was delightful to meet all of you. And I look forward to working together coming up here in the future. Okay. Let's talk about the Bigfoot event. It's not long now. And people may say, man, you're crazy, man. What do you mean by this Bigfoot? Listen, as I said, I've never seen a Bigfoot. But, you know, the thing about this here is it's not like, you know, like high, intense news and all these, the slow motion collapse of everything that's going on that I, report on most every day. It's different than that. It's not that. So that's why I'm excited to have the Bigfoot event here. I just talked to the organizer yesterday. Things are moving along quite well. Of course, the venue's already been secured. And this is coming up here on Saturday, June 8th. There are a couple of people here in my, there's another couple of suites here in my the studio suites that I have now. And a couple of folks here in the building are going to be going to this event. It's coming up on June 8th, 2024 here, of course, just in about a month to today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Red Lion in Kalispell, and you know where that's at. It's free. Come and share your Bigfoot stories. They're going to have hourly prize drawings, and I'm still waiting for Steven to send me over those. And it is co-sponsored by Bigfoot Today and VBN Network, Valley Broadcast Network, which is us. So we are delighted to be hosting this. And it's coming up here again in a month. So if you're in the Kalispell area and that kind of thing, you dig that kind of thing, like, Bigfoot and mysteries and, phenomena and things like that, come on and check it out. Again, I don't just sitting here saying that I believe that a Bigfoot or know there's a Bigfoot or have seen a Bigfoot. I've never seen one. Do I believe that could be true? Yeah, sure. There's a lot of kinds of weird things out there that we don't know about, right? I mean, I don't even know if we've, I'm certainly know we haven't really explored everything that's available. There's some areas that are so wild and so remote and so desolate that people don't go there in years and years and years. Who knows? There are been some pretty credible sightings by people that are pretty credible folks. So, again, that's up to you to decide. But if you want to come to that event and check it out, we'll be having that event here, again, on June 8th. And we'd love to have you there. It's free. Come on out and check it out. All right. So let's head over here and take care of some Montana news. There's a huge snowstorm that hit east of here, and it's been doing some serious damage. Of course, Missoula is south of here, but there have been storms all across Montana. I think it's one notch too big. So Northwest Energy, which is taking a lot of flack here because of the energy rates, I don't know if it's necessarily their fault, really. Anyway, I don't want to go into the energy issue here in Montana. Missoula, Montana, Northwest Energy outage map is showing dozens of outages across Montana right now. Most are reported to be in the 1 to 50 customer range, and many customers have been restored overnight, according to the map. Oh, well, I guess there's not much more of a story than that, other than the there are storms that have, I think it was up to like 2 feet of snow in the pass over in Bozeman. So that's just a reminder to you folks. You know, people that live in Montana are certainly well aware of what's going on. But those folks that maybe, you know, don't live in Montana or are thinking about moving out here, understand that the weather out here can change pretty much overnight, not even overnight, quicker than overnight, in the course of a few hours. And this is the Rocky Mountain region up here. So the snow and wind and winter weather can hit pretty quickly and be pretty devastating depending upon where you live. So we got that going for us. And if you're out there in the snow, be careful, obviously. I think most people should probably still have their snow tires on their studs. That's one of the things that we do around here, around these parts, is we put, you know, studded tires on in the winter. A lot of people do. Not everybody. A lot of folks do. And that helps with, you know, the ice and the hazardous road conditions that are often present here in Northwest Montana during storms, for sure. All right, let's pop over here and take a look at this real quick. Series of bomb threats targeting LGBTQ plus pride events in Montana deemed to be hoaxes. I didn't know this specific incident that happened here. A series of bomb threats targeting annual pride events in Montana were deemed to be hoaxes, used to try to dissuade people from participating in the LGBTQ plus celebrations, police say. So I got a different take on that. The reason I brought this story up, I wanted to talk about, I have a different take on that. The police say that it is being used, a hoax being used to dissuade people. You know what most likely it is? Most likely, people from within that own group, their own group, are fabricating and manufacturing the prejudice or the racism or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you'd call it. What do they call that when you're homophobic? I don't know. I can't keep up with all the freaking buzzwords and everything these days. Sorry. Nonetheless, a lot of times, how many times have you seen people get caught spray painting racist messages on their own garage or their own locker at class? And it was them that did it. They're the ones that did it because they want to gain sympathy. You see, you've heard of Hearts and Minds before? Hearts and Minds? That's what they try to do. They try to gain sympathy for folks and think, well, look, they're coming after them. Now, is it other groups out there that probably target LGBT? Sure. There's groups that target patriots? Sure, there are. There are groups that target minorities? Yes, there are. So it's not like, you know, not like they're special. I mean, other groups do get targeted as well. And, you know, it does happen. I'm not denying that. But oftentimes, all I'm saying is, you have to make sure when you hear these things happening that these groups were threatened, or you know, they were targets of you know, racist. I guess in this case it would be anti-gay lifestyles. I don't even know how to describe it properly, but the fact of the matter is, a lot of times these folks create their own calamity because it gains sympathy for them. Right. Remember that most all of these operations that we deal with here are psychological operations, because they know, like I know, and like I've said on this broadcast a dozen times, the war is in here between your ears. That's where it begins. And I'll go through this really simple explanation one more time. Nothing happens out here. I don't grab this microphone. I don't talk. I don't write anything down on a piece of paper. I don't make notes. I don't go and look at my phone. None of that happens out here until it happens up here first. This is where it all starts, right here, in your noggin. And that's where the battle is, and that's where the war is. So if they can gain play on your sympathies and try to psychologically manipulate you, they will do that. That's a tactic. Right, that's a tactic that opposing viewpoints use against each other. Right, it's a false, it's a false flag. And this type of stuff happens at these events. And I pointed that out before when we talked about the World Trade Organization. I think it was back in Seattle in 2002, maybe, where they had a video camera of the police. And I just brought this up a couple of days ago. You can see the video. They made an actual documentary. Someone made a documentary about it. Obviously, the people that had the film that I'm about to tell you about. But they had the video recording of the police going around the corner from the it was a protest. It was a peaceful protest. They were peacefully protesting. I think it was the World Trade Organization, something like that, some globalist group. They were having a peaceful protest over in Seattle, and they caught on video the police going around the corner, changing out of their police clothes into riot clothes, and so they've dressed like all the other people. Then they went back and started throwing garbage cans through windows, lighting things on fire, you know, causing all kinds of mayhem. This is the police. It also happened in Canada, and I did this a story on this probably several years ago, where the same type of situation happened in Canada. There was a protest, and they started recognizing that these violent protesters that joined, they looked at their shoes, and they're all wearing cop shoes. And they actually had it on video, these cops causing mayhem. So I said that to say, when you hear stories and reports, don't be fooled all the time. When people say, hey, there was a series of threats, and that was used to dissuade people from participating. Yeah, I call bunk on that. I don't think that's what it was. I think it's probably what I discussed with you. It's probably a false flag so they can gain sympathy. This is just standard practice. This isn't anything magical. I didn't, you know, reveal some secret sauce or anything. This is just the way that they do things. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back on the other side. We'll hit more news and information. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com, FlatheadTruth.com. I'm your host, James White. I'll be back after these brief messages.
I'm Andy Stewart, here to tell you about Get More Tank. Get More Tank saves me $150 every month on gas. Get More Tank is a tablet with active ingredients that adds big mileage to every tank. I used to fill up our two cars every week. Not anymore. I'm getting about 50 miles more on every tank. Made in America, this formula is used by trucking companies and heavy industry. Now we're bringing it to you. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, lowers emissions, and I can feel improved engine performance every time I step on the gas. I use Get More Tank on my stalling leaf blower, and boom, it works like new. Get More Tank works for cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, four-wheelers, mowers, and blowers. Hey, if you got an engine, then Get More Tank. A five-pack on sale only at GetMoreTank.com for just $22.22 plus shipping. Use promo code GAS. Get 10% off. Save your money, save your engine, save the earth at GetMoreTank.com. EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, results vary.
June 6, 1944. It was on this day, D-Day, 80 years ago. The sound of boat engines roared. The sheer terror of our troops filled the air as they approached Normandy. These men fought and died to ensure freedom and eliminate tyranny. We must enter the battle for our nation, for our children, and for future generations. I entered the battle in 2012 when my firstborn son was murdered because he refused to compromise U.S. security with the Chinese Communist Party. My eyes were open to government corruption, and I became a mother on a mission to fight for truth and justice. My battle is a passion to fight for Montana and to make America great again. And this is why I am running for U.S. Congress. We must hold our government accountable. My name is Mary Todd. Vote for me on June 4th.
My name is Mary Todd, and I approve this message.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-279-GOLD. That's 800-279-4653, or go to vbngold.com.
Okay, welcome back after the break. Again, I want to thank Mike Lindell for cutting that commercial. And actually, I probably could get Mike on the show, I think. I broadcast some of his shows on the television network. I have a license agreement with their organization to publish some of their broadcasts. And it's a recent relationship. So I'm still doing some of the scheduling and working with some of their shows, and they're not on all of them on every day. Some of them are on every other day or, you know, once a week. So I'm trying to get that kind of leveled out with all my other programming. And I don't think in very long, hopefully next Monday, I'm targeting having regularly some stuff from Mike Lindell's show, some of his broadcast stuff here on the Valley Broadcast Network. And I will make a phone call, and maybe I might be able to get Mike on the show. That would be pretty cool if I could. I don't know if I could get him on for very long, but I probably could get him to pop in here and say something. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I'll try to make that call today and see if I can get that worked out. Anyway, thanks again for joining us here on the broadcast. We appreciate you hanging on after the break. You can go to valleybroadcastnetwork.com and check out the website. Or if you want to watch the show live anywhere you are on the internet, if you have internet access anywhere, you can go to flatheadtruth.com. And you can watch the show live anytime I am live. And the same show will play for 23 hours. And then tomorrow morning when the show kicks off live again, yesterday's show will go away and this today's show will be on. And it happens every day, from the weekends, of course. All right, let's go over here. And this is something that's probably not surprising. Hit some more news. From the Federalist, South Carolina agency, the feds force us to give voter registration to foreign nationals. Of course, this is troubling, very troubling. And, you know, there's a story coming up here. I don't know how long it is here across, but there is apparently some legislation trying to be put through that's going to stop stuff like this. But this is another example. So, you know, just in case you were wondering or you were on the fence, our government's been taken over by criminals. It's been usurped, right? It's been taken over by crooks. I don't even know how else to put it more plainly than that. Foreign interests, the people that run things, quote unquote, here, are not even Americans. People are going to go, man, you're crazy, man. That's fine. Call me crazy. Listen, I've been called them way worse by better people. Trust me. There is a criminal cabal that has been in power for a long time, and they're continuing to run things for now. And, you know, if their plan comes to fruition and they get their way, see, it's all, you know, we talked before about the American dream. You know, our American dream, of course, is to have, you know, a house and with a picket fence and, you know, a job with gainful employment, you know, groceries in the fridge. You know, a nice vehicle to drive, a vacation every, you know, couple, 2-3 weeks out of the year, putting money away for your children's college, having some retirement, you know, yeah, the American dream, right? You know, just, well, that's our American dream. They have an American dream as well. Their American dream is we're sick, we're dumbed down, we're dependent upon them, we're in half starving most of the time. Basically, we're surveilled. We're censored, and we're under a social credit scoring system where if we go outside the norm or we don't fall in with the establishment's line, our life will be cut off. And that's not hyperbole. It's not hyperbole. Have you seen what's going on over in China? That's the model. The China's the model for them, how they want things to be here. Why do you think all the industry and all – not all, a lot of industry and a lot of manufacturing and a lot of companies are opening up offices in China, and they're moving a lot of stuff over to the East. And like I've said before on the show, what it appears to me is happening is, you know, they make money up or down. These people that run things, the people that it's really the love of money, of course, as we know, is the root of all evil. It's not money, like it's often misquoted. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. So what I believe is happening is during the 20th century, of course, America was strong. China was the slave, pretty much the slave labor that allowed us to become the great you know, the great nation that we are and have all these cheap goods come over and, you know, just live a first nation lifestyle here in America off the backs of the cheap labor, in many cases, of foreign cheap labor. I think they're just flipping the script because that's how these psychopaths operate. Now what they want to do is they want China, which is turning into the next economic superpower. And again, a lot of companies are moving over there. And you'll hear pundits say, well, China's about to collapse. You know, I guess it depends upon where your stock, what's in your stock portfolio, what report you're going to give. Regardless, what I'm saying has nothing to do with that. I don't care what your stock portfolio is. It's meaningless as far as I'm concerned. What's happening is they are turning the script. What's going to happen is China is going to be the next economic power in the 21st century, and we're going to be the slave labor that are making the cheap parts for them. Because once our dollar reserve currency status gets flushed, which is quickly moving towards that way, we're on the precipice at that point of becoming a third world nation in not very long. You have no idea. People have no idea. They don't think. They don't study this. They don't research it. Most people are a mile wide and an inch deep. They care more about how they look than like their liberty or their future or their children's, you know, their sustenance being eaten out. They care if their hair looks better that day. That's the most important thing to them. Seriously, people are just so freaking shallow. But we have to, the people that are not asleep have to wake up, have to urge the other ones and push them and go, let's go, wake up, come on. Because once again, we outnumber them tens of thousands to one. And all we have to do is come together and say, we ain't putting up with it anymore. And they're done overnight. I didn't mean for this whole voting story to get all long and drawn out like that, but it is what it is. We still got a couple of minutes before we have to take the next break. UNC under fire after professor threatens to hold grades hostage in solidarity with Hamas. I mean, does it surprise you? I mean, activism, there's nothing wrong with activism. I think that you should at some point in your life be part of some sort of a peaceful protest or some sort of an activist activity because it sort of feels kind of good poking the man in the eye every once in a while. Now, I'm not calling for violence. I never do on this show. And I've made the challenge loads of times. If anybody, now I've talked about punching pedophiles in the face and taking them out and, you know, hanging them from a light post. I don't know if anybody would disagree with that one. But as far as calling for violence against the government or uprising or insurgency, never happened on this broadcast. I challenge anybody like I've done before, show me one video clip where I've ever done that ever. Never have I done that. I've been recently accused of that, I think, here online, a couple of some stuff I was doing on Twitter. I don't know, a few days ago. But it's preposterous to think that I had anything to do with things like that. That being said, activism is, I think, a positive thing if it's done peacefully. This is ridiculous. This is activism off the charts. This is, you know, University of, they're going to punish students by refusing to submit grades. The University of North Carolina is facing criticism after instructors announced they would withhold grades from students until the school reinstated individuals suspended for pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campus. On Monday, the University of Chapel Hill confirmed reports of professors punishing students by refusing to submit grades unless the school administration ends suspensions of those who engaged in protests last week. Nick Craig, a local radio host in Wilmington, North Carolina, published a screenshot of a professor's message to students about holding their grades hostage. I mean, seriously? This is what happens when wokeness takes over. Wokeness has taken over all universities. I don't know if there's select Christian universities, perhaps, somewhere that hasn't fallen into the woke virus. But majority of them, man, I tell you, you send your children to college these days, you're taking a big chance that they're going to come back a completely different person than they were when you sent them. That's for sure. And that happens often. That happens often. And, you know, you raise your children and you try to give them good morals and a good foundation and teach them proper principles and, you know, proper manners and things like that. Spend your whole life doing it, pretty much their whole life. And they take off and go to college for 4 years and they come back and there's some freaking some Martian that you don't even recognize from some other freaking region of the world that, you know, didn't even know existed. I mean, it's crazy town. I mean, some of these, so what happens, you see some of these photos of these men and women that go into college, and then you see the 4 years later photo. I mean, it's crazy town. This is what by design. This has been by design. We knew it was happening all along. People like me and others were sounding the warning, but of course we got ridiculed, called conspiracy theorists and laughed at, and tinfoil hat wearer, you know, you name it. I mean, I've been called it all. But you know, it's almost like these days the tinfoil hat's becoming like a fashion statement, because all these quote unquote conspiracy theories are now looking like they're conspiracy facts all along. But you know, you never get any apologies from these scoundrels that, you know, tried to dox you or call you names or, you know, ruin your channel or get you canceled. When they find out that you were right, you don't get those follow-up phone calls. Nope, don't do it. Pro-LGBT Vatican ambassador to keynote Catholic college graduation. It just shows you another example of the modern church has just collapsed, essentially. Essentially, the modern Protestant church has collapsed. And I think the Catholic Church has collapsed a long time ago. This is just indicative of a foundation that is just not solid. Does it surprise you? I mean, it's, I don't even know what to say. When pastors and priests care more about what's going on culturally than they do what's going on scripturally and biblically, I don't even know what to say. These are not pastors. They're not a pastor. They're just, you know, a pastors are supposed to lead their flock, and they're supposed to, I mean, you know the deal. These people fail miserably. And that's one of the reasons that the church is taking and suffering so badly, in my opinion, is that the pastors have failed collectively. The pastors have failed. Let's take a quick commercial break. I'm going to lose track of time here. When I come back on the other side, we will pick up more news and information and have the second half of the broadcast. Check it out, flatheadtruth.com, northwestlibertynews.com. Actually, that's the old, really. That's my, you can check that out. It hasn't been updated a lot, but that's where I do my research, like my investigative reports. I publish them there. There's a couple of them that are, again, coming to fruition here, I think, soon, and I'll be posting back there. In the meantime, though, go to valleybroadcastnetwork.com for the more updated information and news and stuff I've been putting up. Okay, we'll be back after these brief messages. Hang around.
I'm Stacey Zinn. As your representative in Congress, I will fight to secure our border. Catch and release is for fish, not dangerous criminals and illegals. I'm not a politician, and it's time for a change. I have spent nearly 23 years fighting cartels and terrorists to keep America safe and free here and around the globe. Now I ask for your help to take my brand of unflinching, results-driven leadership to the United States Congress. I'm Stacey Zinn, and I approve this message.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
In the halls of justice, there's a game being played, a game of power, manipulation, and deception. For decades, we've been told that the Supreme Court has the final say, that their decisions are above reproach. But what if I told you it's all a lie? What if I told you that the concept of judicial supremacy is nothing but a confidence game? Join authors David Howard and James Rigby as they uncover the truth behind the Supreme Court confidence game. We'll reveal the hidden agendas, the backroom deals, and the shocking tactics used to maintain this illusion of judicial supremacy. With interviews from legal experts and historians, we'll explore the history of the Supreme Court and how it has evolved into a tool for those in power. But most importantly, we'll learn about those directly affected by the decisions of the Supreme Court, the ones who have been silenced and ignored in the name of judicial supremacy. Don't miss the Supreme Court Confidence Game, exclusively on the Valley Broadcast Network and Northwest Liberty News, because it's time to question the ultimate authority and expose the truth behind the lie of judicial supremacy. The game is about to be exposed. Are you ready?
Mike.
Oh, I guess I probably shouldn't have dumped that commercial. That's okay. That's all right. We'll just catch it next time. If you do want to check out the series, Judicial Supremacy, I will take the time to plug the network since I dumped that commercial. Check out Valley Broadcast Network, and along the top row there, you can see the tab that says Judicial Supremacy. Shockingly enough. And if you click on that, you'll be able to see all 8 videos in the presentation that we did. I produced with the authors of the book, Judicial Supremacy, the Supreme Court Confidence Game, The Lie of Judicial Supremacy. And I haven't showed it on screen for a while. That's where you can find it. You can find it right there on Amazon. $15. Great book. Not only does this talk about the Montana Supreme Court, but you can use the same, you know, same template, and the same thing that goes on here goes on in your town too, I can almost guarantee you. So check it out over at valleybroadcastnetwork.com and click on that link for Judicial Supremacy, and you can find out all about it there. All right, let's pop back over here to the website here and talk about some things. First Amendment must be scrapped to protect Israel, says the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. Israel and its supporters are frightened by the public outpouring of support for and solidarity towards the Palestinian people living in Gaza and American and college university campuses, so much that they just sent a letter to the United States Congress demanding the passage of a new censorship law. Of course, we've talked about this, how they are trying to stamp out, and the reason that they're doing all these, making apparently going to be writing these bills, is to stamp out anti-Semitism. Stamp out anti-Semitism. Meaning people are racist towards Semitic people. That's anti-Semitic. You're anti-Semitic. You're against Semitic folks. And this makes sense, I think. I don't think I have to break that down too much further. And the question becomes, as it always becomes, and you know, we try to operate in truth here on this broadcast. That's just, I think, the only way to go. If you look here, speaking of that, let me make this a little bit larger. And I talked about this previously. Johns Hopkins genetic study, and I showed this genetic study yesterday. You can look it up yourself. Just go any web browser and type in Johns Hopkins genome study proves Jews, or Johns Hopkins genome study Semites, and you can find it. Johns Hopkins genetic study shows 97.5% of Judaics living in Israel have absolutely no ancient Hebrew DNA and therefore are not Semites and have no ancient blood ties to the land of Palestine at all. Whereas 80% of Palestinians carry the Hebrew DNA and thus are real Semites. Let that sink in, folks. Do you understand? We live in an inverted world. They project that they're Semites to get sympathy, while they actually exterminate the real Semites. Let me read this again. Johns Hopkins genetic study shows that 97.5% of Judaics living in Israel have absolutely no ancient Hebrew DNA and are therefore not Semites and have no ancient blood ties to the land of Palestine at all. Whereas 80% of Palestinians carry ancient Hebrew DNA and thus are real Semites. Let that sink in for a second, folks. And you can turn your head and deny that and say, well, do you know, this guy's a genetic researcher at Johns Hopkins University. If you have issues with that, take it up with him. Call him and call him a fraud. Send him a letter and call him a fraud or debate him publicly. Otherwise, I'm going with the study. I'm going with the study. Do you understand what a lie? When I say it's all a fraud, it's all a fraud. All a fraud, all of it, folks. You have no idea the depth and the breadth of the con that we're living under. I don't talk about it a lot because it's so incredible. I have a hard time wrapping my mind around it, and I find out more and more every day just how deep and how insidious it all is. I can't even practically, you know, analyze everything and process it myself, let alone be able to turn around and spit it back out to you folks to help you understand it. But just let me give you a little clue. This is pretty much the norm. Lies, gaslighting, disinformation, falsities, counterfeits, cons. It's the norm. It's the norm. It's not a one-off. It's the norm. Again, 97.5% of people living in Israel are not Semites. Yet they're getting ready to pass laws to protect them while they destroy the real Semites. Do you get it? Do you see what a fraud we're living under? Do you see what a con it is? Not some of it, all of it. And I say that so many times, people say, man, you just need to shut up. It's not all a con. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Call me names, write me letters, whatever you want to do. I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it. TikTok sues U.S. government over forced divestment law. Now, we're familiar with this TikTok ban. We had some issues here in Montana with the TikTok ban. So this has been sort of in the news. The new law requires the app to divest from its Chinese parent company or be banned in the United States over national security concerns. TikTok filed a lawsuit on Tuesday to block a new law requiring either the sale of the app by its Chinese parent company or its removal from app stores and web hosting services. About 2 weeks ago, President Joe Biden signed the bill, which had passed both legislative chambers with broad bipartisan support. And in filing with federal appeals courts in Washington, TikTok challenges, the constitutionality of the new law on the grounds that the U.S. government infringed the First Amendment rights of TikTok and its hundreds of millions of users over national security concerns. The guy that runs TikTok, I think, has billions and billions of dollars. I mean, just billions, if I remember correctly. And billions of dollars buys the best, you know, attorneys buy, one would think. This is not going to end anytime like soon. This is going to drag on. It probably will go to the Supreme Court, I would imagine. Again, I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know how it's going to end up. We'll see. You know, you always got to wonder, right? It's never what it appears on the surface. It's never what it appears. Are they trying to ban TikTok and now it's seemingly other social media sites because they know that information is continuing to come out at a very, very fast pace, and that's going to be the medium that people are going to use to disseminate said information as it continues to come out about mainly the crimes that these people have committed. And the crimes are voluminous. Make no mistake about that. That's for sure. And they just basically want to control the narrative. You know, they lost the narrative with mainstream media. That's why they were able to maintain power for so very long, is they controlled the narrative in the mainstream media. That was practically the only source of information that people could, you know, the source that people could get information from in news was the big four at one time. And, of course, there's other smaller, you know, offshoot television networks and stuff that have shot up. And, you know, like Al Jazeera's got its own network now. And I think Blaze has got its own TV channel or, you know, there's a variety of different ones. But essentially, for the longest time, it was really just the big three, CBS, ABC, and NBC. And then Fox came on. I forget when it was, 25 years ago, maybe 30, maybe more. And they actually, you know, took the number four spot. But pretty much all the media, 96% of it, I think, is owned by a very small group of people. So, you know, when someone says to you, well, they would have to fool off a lot of people to do that, and they would have to convince an awful lot of folks. No, they wouldn't. Nope. All they'd have to do is convince the four people that are running these organizations and either threaten them or blackmail them or, you know, whatever else these scoundrels do. And they'll report news just like they want them to. Just like they want it. Especially with COINTELPRO, which is the CIA's arm of their media infiltration unit that infiltrated all of the news organizations pretty much across the country, 400 and something news organizations, I believe, and television organizations, was infiltrated by COINTELPRO. And if you've never heard of COINTELPRO, just look up COINTELPRO, and you'll be able to see all about it. I'm quite certain. I haven't looked it up in a while. But do they want the information banned because they don't want people finding out what's coming? I can only guess. So when we look here earlier where we see that Joe Biden is going to grant, I guess, citizenship to a bunch of people, illegals to vote, I think I covered it a little bit earlier. Republicans introduced a bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote. The SAVE Act would impose new federal requirements that would-be voters show documentation verifying their citizenship status. So what essentially has happened is after this was put out here, this article was put out, I'm sure a fresh wave of document counterfeit folks opened up shop again and said, hey, listen, we're going to be working for you to get this all worked out. Because you know that the left, and generally speaking, cannot win elections unless they cheat. And that's been apparent for a long time, and that's been actually factual for a long time. They have cheated in just about every single election, and it's not just the Democrats. Believe me, the Republicans don't have much of a will to stop it because sometimes it benefits them as well. You understand, the whole Republican and Democrat thing is just it's a fake. It's a show. It's a fake show. It's a distraction, and designed to be a distraction, designed for you to infight with the guy wearing the red shirt because you got a blue shirt and vice versa. This is all by design. This is divide and conquer. Ultimately, we're all human beings when you break it down, right? Your political affiliation should have nothing to do with basic human rights. But they do. They've managed to usurp that compassion that we're born with for our fellow man. You know, and sometimes, you know, not everybody's born with the same amount, but generally speaking, they've been able to usurp that natural ability to come together and grow as a community and work together to solve issues. And they've totally obliterated all that cohesiveness that we used to have as a nation. And they've used politics to divide us. Because they know when you're paying attention to this guy over here because he's got a damn yard sign that you don't like, or vice versa, then the crimes that they're committing, people don't pay attention to them. They get away with it because no one's looking at them. They're looking at the person that they've designated that's your enemy. They've distracted you from their criminal undertakings so you can spend time arguing with something that doesn't even matter. Okay? This is the way that they work. You have to understand this. You have to break the psychological conditioning that you're under. None of these people have it in for you. You gotta get that through your head. You go to these events. You cheer for these people. You hold up signs. You put bumper stickers. None of them care about you. None of them. None of them. None of them. I'm going to make that blanket statement right now, and I don't usually make blanket statements about, you know, groups of people, but I am this time. Those folks, they care zero about you and your family and your future. I'll take a quick commercial break. I'll be back after these brief messages.
Something is not right. Everything seems upside down. Good is called evil and evil is called good. We've strayed from the vision of our founding fathers. Did you know the Federal Reserve isn't federal? Did you know that there's only two genders? Did you know that all lives matter? Did you know that history is being rewritten and there's an agenda to confuse our kids? Did you know that there's an elite organization pushing for a one-world government whose mantra is, you will own nothing and be happy? Did you know that January 6th was not an insurrection and that Christian extremists are not terrorists? Our nation is broken, but with God's help and by working together, we can fix it. My name is Mary Todd. Please vote for me on June 4th.
In the halls of justice, there's a game being played, a game of power, manipulation, and deception. For decades, we've been told that the Supreme Court has the final say, that their decisions are above reproach. But what if I told you it's all a lie? What if I told you that the concept of judicial supremacy is nothing but a confidence game? Join authors David Howard and James Rigby as they uncover the truth behind the Supreme Court confidence game. We'll reveal the hidden agendas, the backroom deals, and the shocking tactics used to maintain this illusion of judicial supremacy. With interviews from legal experts and historians, we'll explore the history of the Supreme Court and how it has evolved into a tool for those in power. But most importantly, we'll learn about those directly affected by the decisions of the Supreme Court, the ones who have been silenced and ignored in the name of judicial supremacy. Don't miss the Supreme Court Confidence Game, exclusively on the Valley Broadcast Network and Northwest Liberty News, because it's time to question the ultimate authority and expose the truth behind the lie of judicial supremacy. The game is about to be exposed. Are you ready?
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-279-GOLD. That's 800-279-4653, or go to vbngold.com.
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging on after the break here for the home stretch of the broadcast on this 8th day of May, 2024. And we are, as always, coming to you live here from Kalispell, Montana, in northwest Montana. If you haven't had a chance to come out here and check out the fantastic and just breathtaking geography out here and world-class fishing, world-class hunting, world-class skiing, world-class hiking, world-class mountain biking. I mean, pretty much you got it all out here in Montana. So if that's your thing, you're an outdoor nut, and you like doing that type of stuff, all seasons, all four seasons, you'll have things to do here in Montana. And if you do decide to come out here and put up stakes, just don't bring your crazy liberal lunatic thinking here with you. I don't understand why people leave a place that's fallen apart because of liberal lunacy and they want to move to another place and turn it into the place that they left. It doesn't make sense to me. It defies logic, but, that's the world we're living in these days. All right, let's catch a couple of these more news program or news articles here before we call it a day. And I don't usually, pump up the website very much, but I'm going to do that now. If you want to find out where we're broadcast on, go to valleybroadcastnetwork.com. Here is the website. You can just click on show links right here. That'll bring up this page. And you can see the different places that the broadcast is on, and there's some links here for them. I think the iHeartRadio thing is not, I don't know if I'm on that anymore. I may just link back up with it, but I may have to take that off. I just have to check. But anyway, you go right here to the show links, and you can click on the Roku link, the Apple Store link, Blog Talk Radio link, which I'm broadcasting on right now, all that stuff, Roku, Amazon Fire. Check it all out over at valleybroadcastnetwork.com, show links. And, of course, if you're in the broadcast area, go out and pick yourself up an antenna. I have two of them right here listed on the website. Yeah, one for indoor, one for outdoor. Those are the ones I researched and recommended, and I recommend. And you can watch the broadcast and many other fine programs, like some of the stuff on Frank Speech TV coming up here shortly. And we appreciate you looking in on that. All right. America's fallen, essentially, and we know this, and here's one good example. The Boy Scouts dropped the boy. The Boy Scouts of America is changing its name to Scouting America. Perhaps a better name would be Woke Scouts of America. The organization's The organization began allowing gay youth in 2013 and ended a blanket ban on gay adult leaders in 2015. 2017, it made the historic announcement that girls would be accepted as Cub Scouts as of 2018 and into the flagship Boy Scout program, renamed Scouts BSA in 2019. Are your children safe in Boy Scouts? I note that Boy Scouts has a $2.4 billion bankruptcy. Again, it's the woke virus that has just taken over every angle of society. There's nothing now these days that's immune, it seems. Of course, churches now have taken over, and a lot of the pastors have been bitten by that bug. And I don't know what could be more anti-biblical than homosexuality. And, you know, this is from the book. This is not from me. Just take it up again. Take it up, just like with the John Hopkins things. Don't take it up with me. Take it up with the author of the book. I don't see how someone that represents the book and what's inside the book could also represent something that is forbid inside the book and still overall represent the book. I just don't know. Can't explain it, except, you know, it's just one more example of the just complete and utter decline of Christianity in the 21st century. And it just didn't start here. It's been going on a long time. The 501c3 thing back, what was it, 63, 64, maybe 65, signed by Johnson, I believe. That was the beginning of throwing a bucket of water on a campfire or a raging fire. They were able to throw a bucket of water on it. 501c3 status, you're not allowed to talk about politics, anything like that. They totally cucked all the churches. They gave in. They were fearful, and they gave in. They didn't have to go 501c3. They could have just went cowboy. But, man, that hurts the money. That hurts the freaking bottom line. Most everything is a grift. Or this world, this existence will be much easier for you to deal with, and you have a lot less frustration, a lot less anger and anxiety if you just come to terms with the fact that most everything is a grift and a con. If you understand that and like accept that, then you're not really surprised by it. You don't get all upset and all angry and throw things around and smash your TV. And I don't know if people still do that these days, but fact of the matter is, once you just come to terms with the fact that the place is run by crooks and almost everything is a grift con, including religion, including a lot of the mainstream media, all politics, when you come to terms with that and you accept it, you know, it's going to be a lot easier for you. And then you can actually take action. But as long as you continue to live under the lie and the false idea that these people actually care about you and they're trying to do something to benefit you, once you realize it's all nothing but a con, it's all a grift, they're all con men and women, every single one of them. When you come to terms with that, it makes it a lot easier, and then you can start actually, you know, taking action. But, you know, I don't know if you guys want to hear me. I don't know. It's up to you. I can't do it for you. I can tell you. I can point you in the right direction and tell you what I think you need to do, and that is stand up, but you got to do it yourself. And this is going to make some people here happy. Summer box office bust. This season's movie slate could put up the lowest haul in decades. And the reason is people just aren't going to the movies anymore because people are tired of the woke virus being forced down your throat every time. Didn't they do this? I think they did this remake of Julius Caesar or something like that. It was one of the famous ancient warriors. I think it was Julius Caesar. And the first like 5 minutes was like a gay love scene or something, or making out with somebody. I mean, people just like, you know, we just want to watch a damn movie, for crying out loud. You don't have to push your agenda every single time we open a door or go and turn a TV on or go into a movie theater. It's just like, give it a rest. But I can't. I can't give it a rest. I can't give it a rest. All right, and we're going to finish with this. I usually like to finish on a good note, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do that today. This is from The Defender. We get paid to vaccinate your children. Pediatrician reveals detail of Big Pharma payola scheme. And again, this probably doesn't shock folks. There's been reports of this for a long time that this is going on. Can pediatricians afford to run their medical practices without the generous kickbacks they receive for vaccinating every child? Of course they do. And we've talked about this before, how they, I think they were paid up to $40,000 for the COVID thing. This is what it's, again, further illustration that it's all a big grift. Medical community, all of it. they're all in on it. All right, folks, I'm done ranting for today. Thanks for looking in. Appreciate you joining us here in the broadcast. You can find out more about this show by going to valleybroadcastnetwork.com. That's valleybroadcastnetwork.com. Or if you want to watch the show live when it is live, you go to flatheadtruth.com. And if you're local, turn on your television and tune it into channel 26.1, and you can see the, or 34.1, depending upon where you're located. And you can see the television, you can bring the television program here, the show, and others right in on your TV. Okay. Appreciate you looking in, and we will be back tomorrow if the creek doesn't rise. Till next time, this is James White for Valley Broadcast Network. Say bye now.